Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, a flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. arrived in Venezuela. That flight accepted by the Venezuelan government, but deportation flights for suspected gang members to El Salvador continue to get scrutiny from a federal judge who wants to know if the Trump administration defied his order. Border czar Tom Homan told ABC, no.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been assured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these Venezuelan members TDA.
There's a hearing set for today. Another round of talks underway in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, looking for a framework to end the war in Ukraine. Severe storms impacted the South. 70 reports of damaging hail from Texas to Tennessee. And DNA testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy, saying it'll stay open. Over the weekend, California's attorney general reminded people of their rights to delete their genetic information. This is ABC News. It was a day of cautious optimism in Rome and at the Vatican. Pope Francis released from a hospital on Sunday, says ABC's Inez de la Catera.
After weeks of waiting and worry, the moment so many had been praying for. Pope Francis appearing in a wheelchair from a balcony at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, waving and smiling. His first public appearance since he was first hospitalized 5 weeks ago. The 88-year-old leader to over 1 billion Catholics worldwide addressing the crowd gathered below, his voice weakened. The Pope then discharged.
It's unclear if he will preside at Easter Mass. Mia Love, the first black woman elected to the House as a Republican, has died. She represented Utah for 4 years. Love was 49. For the second time in a week, a flight from the U.S. to China was delayed. The issue, one of the pilots forgot their passport. That flight had to divert to San Francisco. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Buck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy, sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden, looking, fired, save me!
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench was like, "Sims, you're taking it." And I was like, "You know what? Fine, I'll do it." But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy November 29th.
Yeah.
Got some tracking snow for the deer hunters.
It looks cold.
It is icky out.
Yes.
From my meteorological school days, icky is the key word today. Sidewalks are covered in ice and it's just... Don't mean to discourage you folks. So get up, get out, and get after them. We used to say that all the time. Get up, get out, and get after it.
I don't know, but...
Sounds like a Euchre thing.
It does.
Euchre used to say, get up, get out of here.
Yeah. All right. Well, hello.
Hi, John. It's nice to be back.
How was it, though?
Yeah, right.
Is it
Thank
though?
You, Todd.
How was Chernobyl?
Yeah. It was fun.
You got a little sun.
I did. Got a lot of sun.
When they have those signs that say high radiation, don't open the door. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Wrong room. Wrong place. It's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah. But you said you had a great time, which is awesome.
I did. You know, I was telling some people.
Somebody who had little reservations heading in.
Big time. Big time apprehension. And I was telling people, I actually talked to the customer service agent on the ship because we went on a cruise. And I said, we even did a survey and it was mixed reviews, right? People don't go. And I tell you what, I am 100% in the corner of cruises.
That's awesome.
I absolutely loved it. Everything about it.
No seasickness?
Nope. The room, the food, the entertainment. I mean, we saw they had the musical Cats on there. There was ice skating show. There was some music theater, the comedians, some great bands. They had a band like Dennis's band.
Just Glam band?
Throwback?
Yeah, just a throwback, an 80s band. And, you know, people are, what?
Well.
Which is so funny.
Well, it's go through the list of things again that they had.
Well, the musical Cats.
Right. What? Go on.
And then the ice skating show.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was great.
No, I just... I just think that, yes, that stuff that you would absolutely enjoy.
It.
And then I'm thinking of Mino on a cruise ship with the ice skating show.
Well, it was free drinks, John.
So yeah, there you go.
I was surprised how much you said if you wanted that all-inclusive was, though.
The drink packages are expensive.
$160 a day. So if you have two people, over $300 just to drink.
Yeah. Some people, I think they lost money on. You know, just people are. I think that was 160. I think it was 160.
You allowed to bring it, like
no. It was great. The customer service.
You
was
don't
unbelievable.
Know what I was even going to ask.
Bring on your own liquor.
Yeah.
Why would you?
So you don't have to pay $160 a day.
Can you? Because you have to go through customs.
I don't know.
Bring that in?
I don't know.
And customs leaving was great. I mean, of course, customs is on the boat because once you get off the boat, you can get in a car. So, but it was great. I mean, everything about it. We went to Jamaica, to Haiti, and of course the Bahamas. But it was all good. The weather was great. People were so friendly. They live on tourism, though. They will tell you that.
Those countries?
Yep. They will tell you that. Like, what is your main industry here? You know, doesn't everybody ask that? But it's tourism, 100%. And they know it. And I don't know, it's amazing for $20. You know, this guy gave us a walking tour, you know, kind of off the beaten path. That was great.
Isn't that a shame, though? Don't you feel this way?
Oh, my God.
I found the old videos from when we went to Jamaica in, like, mid-90s, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's changed a heck of a lot.
And that's what I was going to say, and it brought back memories. I remember the one day I was going to go out and go for a walk or jogging or something, beautiful, you know, sunny morning, and I went outside the gates, and I did not go far, and I turned around. Yep. It's like it's a shame. The most beautiful, beautiful place on the face of the earth that you have such unbelievable poverty, wasn't it?
And when Jamaica, that's a good example, because when you get off there, there's a place for like a tourism for the ships, but to go outside of that area is, and that's why this guy walking tour, and you know, we went to the Catholic church, went to the school, went to the library, went to where the fishing is, and it's poverty,
poverty.
200 yards away is,
that's what I mean,
pretty good wealth. So
why, I mean, that's why haven't
they, they'd revolt
something.
I would
something.
But they're appreciative. I mean, they're just thank you, you know, this and that.
But I remember one time the went on one of those tours, or whatever, and the girl, the tour guide, you know, Jamaican girl, cute young lady, yada yada yada, and we're gonna stop at a place. Yeah, aren't they? And they're great. And she said, I'm gonna go say hello to my auntie or something like that at one of the. She lives just, and you know, here she leaves this, you know, totally 100% free, and it was like a shack. Oh, she was visiting her.
Guy walked us by his house, and I don't know if he wanted to increase his tip, but 6 kids.
Yeah.
Like, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I mean. It's, and like, the, that's the where she's from, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. But they, again.
And it means such. It's either have or have not. No. It's almost like there's no, like, in-between sort of thing.
I didn't really see any haves where we were.
Inside the gates, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was just everything. Those cruise ships.
The food was
great. And we took a tour of the galley where they make all the food, you know, 6,000 dinners they have to make, you know, a night, and bakeries, and
you know what's funny though,
the head chef, the executive chef who runs the whole ship, came and talked. He was great. I mean, that's a good job. You sign a 7-month contract. So if you want to go, because I said, you know, I'm thinking to Dennis.
Dennis was saying they don't pay much. Hey, Todd.
No.
When Dennis was here last week,
right?
Dennis Peters.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the entertainers.
But, okay, they're on the cruise ship. They get everything. They get.
I know. That's why I think it's almost one of those kind of
things.
Take a break. Hey, let's spend 6 months on a cruise.
Yeah, that's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, the entertainment I thought was great. Just everything about it. The food. Yeah. And they have this place with buffets, which we went to a couple times, you know, and that's always tons of food there. And then there's restaurants you can eat at. And it was just, I would do that again.
So how was the incident? You heard about that, right?
What's that?
We're getting reports all week. You didn't hear about that?
No, I was off.
I mean, we announced the report. I mean, we got reports.
Breaking news.
You were detained.
No, I don't think so.
Had your passport confiscated for a while.
Something about a shuffleboard incident.
Instead of a shuffleboard tournament on deck. You get into it with a guy over a shuffleboard thing. You said his thing was on the line. He said it wasn't. You went after him.
Shoved a puck in his face.
Knocked out his dentures.
Different Jim Schmidt. No. I was good.
That's just what we heard. We heard you were detained in Haiti.
We heard something about you were upset about the quality of the linens.
Uh-huh.
No.
We heard, okay, they, is it true? Is
every,
it true about
every day
this?
They come in, there's a guy that takes care of you. He's got certain rooms, and
they said one of the ways you got caught is that the linens were so thick you couldn't get your suitcase closed. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's the old Yogi Berra story.
Yes.
You ever hear that one?
The pillows were so fluffy.
Yeah, they
right?
asked Yogi how, you know, hey, when you, what are the hotels like? Oh, man, we'd go to Chicago. This one, the Palmer House. I'm not kidding you. The towels were so thick and fluffy, you couldn't even get your suitcase closed.
I could hardly get my suitcase closed. No, they, I have nothing negative to say
about
that.
That's awesome.
And there's plenty of areas. There's a lot. I tell you what I was surprised about. There's a lot of families on there.
A lot of kids.
High school kids, but with their parents.
Is it a spring break kind of thing?
Yep, that's what it was.
That's what I was going to ask, too.
It was spring break.
How are they?
And they... Well, they weren't the spring breakers that you think of. Like, we've been to some other places in spring break, and it's college kids.
Yeah.
But no, that wasn't what they attracted there. It was old people, old white people like me, and then a lot of families that run spring
break. You know
what's
funny? I've been watching this show. It's so. I'm a little disappointed, but it's a very big show. 1923 it's called. Okay? It's a spinoff from Yellowstone. It's a trilogy going back in time. Mm-hmm. So it's going back to where, like Harrison Ford... Harrison Ford plays the father to Kevin Costner, okay?
Yeah.
So this would be like the grandfather to Harrison Ford type thing, or the whatever, yada, yada, yada. Moving over from Europe, the whole thing, okay?
Yep.
In the show, and they got the lady is going by herself, and she's in steerage. And it's like, wow, you're in amongst... And my grandma, when she came over, was pregnant. She had two kids born in Italy, okay? And she was pregnant, I think, with my mom. Coming over
really
from Italy in steerage, two little kids and pregnant. And they showed that if that's a true representation of what it's like, my God, these poor people moving over from those countries in that time.
That is probably true, more true than not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, my brother knows the story better. My great, great, great grandfather came over when he was four. You know, and just on those ships in the galley, they weren't like in the first class cabin.
Yeah. And they're like all together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like.
Can you imagine going to the bathroom and everything?
Yeah. And with two little kids and being pregnant?
Yeah, that's. Wow.
And she was sick the whole time, I guess?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just to get here, what you think about some of those people over the years.
And how we got it now.
Yeah. And what we complain about now.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know if you're with me on this, but I'm asking Todd for half the money back that we donated.
I thought he came in this morning. I'm like, it's not so bad.
You didn't get a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. So, I mean, if we had known, like I said, that he was a living chia pet.
Yeah. We wouldn't have given you all that money.
So my wonderful son, Dom, who always thinks of unique and wonderful ways to help me celebrate my birthday and really, really hammer in how old I am. My daughter Amber does it too. But anyway, so he calls me Saturday or Friday, whatever. He goes, hey, I've got your birthday present. I said, oh, you don't have to. No, he said, I've got it. He said, I just picked it up. I'm going to bring it over. I'm like, okay. So he had the chefs at the Union Hotel.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Homemade a special coconut cream pie.
Wow.
So I brought a piece in for Todd today.
So because he was looking out for you, it was one slice?
Oh, no. It was the whole pie. It was the whole pie. Okay. And on the counter over there is the last remnants of that pie. I bread in a piece. I put in one of those really good Tupperware things that you give me with the seal things. Yeah. I saved with the glass. One reason why. Because I gave that to Todd because I know he loves coconut cream pie, and it's the best I've ever tasted. And I didn't want to go to my grave saying to myself, why did you eat an entire pie? An entire pie in about 42 hours, maybe over a weekend. Why did you eat an entire pie by yourself? What's wrong
with
you?
That had to be a pretty good weekend for you, though. Cream coconut pie and basketball. I bet you were living the dream.
Heaven.
It was phenomenal. Right. Best weekend of my life. We got to send a quick break. We got a full lineup for you.
Gizmo,
Frank Hermans, Brittany talking about what's going on. A lot of great stuff. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Winter is out and winning is in. In our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For terms and conditions, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Good luck.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. as many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Wisconsin has a new free online tax filing tool called IRS Direct File, available in English and Spanish. On average, file your federal and state taxes online in less than an hour. Head to directfile.irs.gov to see if you're eligible today. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Love this song, 99 Loop Balloons, 1984.
She is
no 1980. Yeah, four.
I'll look it up.
What is this?
99 Loop Balloons. It's done in two versions, German and American.
Huh.
99 Loop Balloons. I love this song.
Okay, all right.
Huh?
Why are we playing this one?
I don't know if I like it.
She got a birthday today. She is 65.
Oh, nice.
I saw it was Houdini's birthday. Nice, when I saw
nice,
that,
nice.
I thought...
Nina, one-hit wonder.
So what year did you say?
84.
83 and 84, yes.
Okay, all right.
West Germany first.
What's that?
I said it came out in West Germany first in 1983, and then the UK and United States in 84.
With the American version.
Yeah.
To start out with the German version, then she did an American version.
Yep.
Yeah. That was it, I think, though, huh? And that was, like, during the era of when MTV or music videos were first starting.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it's something that, like, we could shoot, sort of. I mean, you know what I mean? You'd think these new effects that were coming out back in the day, you're doing these kind of things. So, yeah. Nina. So, anyway, if you haven't been outside, folks, it is not nice. 30 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. Sidewalks are very, very slippery. Why? Have you ever seen a two-week span where everything is just ice? You know what I mean? Not even nice.
Gonna melt today?
Ice. I don't know.
Well, high of 40 today.
Okay.
Snow changing to rain later on today. So,
man, it's just been.
And the further north I came on 41, the worse the highway got. And then when I got into town here, it was not good.
Hey, we got another top craft pick coming in.
We do. Our friends
have been so fun.
Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh coming in today.
Awesome. Fantastic.
We've got to make a road trip.
Not even joking about this. We're going to go to
Thursday?
Every single one. We're going to stop at every one of these breweries. Our friend from Dale, the town of Dale.
Yes. Tavia.
She's awesome.
Right.
We had the great folks here from the Duck Creek Denmark Brewery the other day.
Yep. On Friday.
And we had a great time with that.
We got to map that out, though. We can't do that all in one day.
No. But I want to stop at every single one. Not even a question.
Then you can vote, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? I got to tell you something, too. We had Dennis here, Dennis Peters, and it was a very emotional time with him last week. And Susie, who's one of my all-time great friends from the Duck Creek Winery, which is a wonderful place in Denmark, she gave us each a bottle. She gave Dennis a bottle of, I think it was caramel-flavored bourbon?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Okay. And gave me this bottle of vodka. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis and I, before we left, we both said, we're not allowed to open it. We're saving it for his remission party.
Oh, good.
Yep.
All right.
So there you go.
I like that idea.
Yes. So we're not opening it until then.
Okay.
All right.
That is worth celebrating.
Yes.
That would be great. Okay.
Monday morning here, as I mentioned, it is not nice out, but it is, ironically, cocktail day, cheesesteak day, chocolate-covered raisin day. Not a fan, you?
Yeah. I'm okay with those. I'm not gonna.
Not my favorite. But I mean, like raisins and I like chocolate.
If you
for
were
some
a kid,
reason.
But if you were there, you got your dime.
Yep.
And you're standing at the counter.
Yeah.
Are you gonna buy all the different things you could have? Who would buy chocolate covered raisins?
Yeah. Well, you get the most for a dime. That's why I'd buy them.
Well, but you know what I mean, though. It's one of those things where it's like.
But if they're on the table, I don't know.
No,
if they're hanging out, I'm having some.
Right.
But yeah.
Nothing worse. So if you think they're chocolate covered peanuts, they're chocolate covered raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would take. Chocolate covered cashews or something over raisins.
Yeah. But, yeah, not even a question. National Cleaning Week. Okay, I adhere to that one all the time.
Yes, it's just day for you.
Every day is National Cleaning Week. Peyton Manning is 48. Tommy Hilfiger is 74. Jim Parsons.
Big Bang Theory.
Yep. Who has there ever been a person when you see them then in a talk show who's, isn't it amazing? How he is versus his character.
Right, yeah.
It's amazing. Same thing. Nina, 65. We've got Brittany Merlot coming up, our meteorologist, talking about the crazy things going on out there in the world of weather right now. Of course, she's probably digging this because it's, you know, get back out of the cross-country skis a little longer or something.
Likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's ask her about, you know, what are we, 38 days out from the draft? I wonder if she can look that far ahead. Remember we asked her last time? She's like, eh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, but maybe 30 days,
she,
right?
I mean, a general thing I think she gave us. Didn't she at one time or not?
I'm not sure.
For like that week of the year.
Pretty much.
History.
It's going to get, you know.
It could be either way.
Later in the morning.
It could be 75 and sunny, or it could be 33 degrees.
But we should probably have an idea now, don't
you think?
Well,
just, yeah, through historically, what's the normal high? They've got that.
Well, they got 30-day forecasts.
Yeah.
For sure they do.
They could probably look
at. Actually, we could do it.
The streams and all that kind of stuff.
The Gulf streams.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan streamers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be a Saskatchewan screamer.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Screamer or screamer?
Yeah. Screamer.
Is it?
Saskatchewan screamer. I'll get Chandick on the line right
sure.
now. Yeah. He used that. Yep. Saskatchewan screamer. What? Let's ask her when she's on.
Yeah.
I knew this lady from Canada.
727.
All right. Sorry. Katie Hess, Autism Society. Very cool. Tell me more about that, Todd.
April is Autism Acceptance Month in April. Yep. And so she's going to talk a little bit about what we can do on an everyday basis to help support that.
And I think we can take some pride in that as a state. I think Wisconsin steps up on that. You know, you look at what's around. And I had a friend of mine whose kid had autism and still does. And he just thought Wisconsin was great compared to the other couple states he lived in. So I think that's true, and that'd be interesting to hear what more we can do.
You would have, I'll tell you what, the one guest you really missed out on was the gentleman we had the other day, Marty Schreiber, former governor.
Yeah.
You would have really, you would have, this guy, I'll tell you what, he's 85 and he acts like he's about 35.
Yep. He was giving Mino so much crap.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome.
He was great.
But a nice gentleman and a
super
wonderful story that he's sharing in that book,
His
My Two Elaines.
Book is, and he admits too, he says, you know what? I went to that crutch that every caretaker goes to a lot of times with the alcohol and different things. And it's really, and he told us that his wife, you know, I mean, what you deal with as a caretaker for Alzheimer's, talked about his wife that one day. She says, I'm sorry, what did she say?
She said, I think I'm beginning to love you more than my own husband.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's where he says my two Eileen. You know what I mean? Two different.
Wow.
And he took care of her the whole time. It's really something.
I will say that's scary because once you're in that world, it's difficult to do things, right? I mean, just, but we were talking about this when we were traveling and you really want to stay healthy because. You know, the people with the wheel, the scooter thing.
Yeah.
Somebody, a lady backed over Donna's foot.
No, really?
No.
Ouch.
It did, too. It kind of was black. It was.
Wow. Well, those are heavy, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And I think that wasn't maybe her regular one, or did she have looked at the mirrors or something? Anyway, but it'd be nice to just stay healthy, right? Because then you can enjoy life so much more. But this, autism, Alzheimer's, those are things you can't really control.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
just we got a full house coming up. Frank Herman's, Gizmo, Sturgeon Spirits, Katie Hess. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, here in Wisconsin, we spend an amazing amount of time talking about weather. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And rightfully so, Eric Snodgrass is the principal atmospheric scientist for Conduit. He pays attention to weather not just in the Midwest, but around the world. And he said, Wisconsin, forecasting here is a little bit tricky.
But where we are here in Wisconsin, it's interesting. You'd actually see differences in the forecasting accuracy as you go way up north. There's a big elevation change. You get into the North Woods of Wisconsin. The radar is not good coverage up there. It's difficult to predict. And also down in the southwestern side where we have all the rolling hills, like the Dells area, the elevation actually presents an interesting challenge to forecasting. So Madison, oh, this is great. I can forecast here. But there are a couple spots in the state that are challenging.
Eric Snodgrass, he is the principal atmospheric scientist for Conduit. He says these erratic weather patterns that we're living with right now, just what the doctor ordered for relatively normal growing conditions coming up later this year. And where does he look in the world for future indications of weather patterns? He said this summer he'll be watching weather patterns over the Gulf of Alaska.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit HeadsUpST.com to learn more.
And the state-funded Dairy Innovation Hub has announced they've hired four new professors that will serve at UW-Madison and UW-River Falls. They've got staff members now joining the Department of Animal and Dairy Science, the Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, and the Department of Plant and Agroecosystem Sciences in Madison, and another staff position in the Department of Agricultural Economics at UW-River Falls. We've got biography information on each of those professors up now at MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't forget, now is the time to join as a rainfall reporter in the home stretch now, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, where you can get signed up. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball bracket after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
We'll be right back.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Susan Crawford was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway. Letter carriers with the U.S. Postal Service gathered for a rally in Green Bay Sunday. They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate. There are plans for more demonstrations in the future. An Oshkosh North High School senior is named the 2025 Mr. Basketball by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Xavion Mitchell is among the few players selected to be on first-team All-State by the WBCA for all 4 years of his high school career. He's a two-time Player of the Year in the Fox Valley Association. He helped the Oshkosh North Spartans to the Division I state tournament this season, where, unfortunately, the Spartans fell to Wisconsin Lutheran in the semifinals in a heartbreaking 58-57 loss on Friday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The Mayor is back in the house, coming off his worldwide tour. And he did get his visa back. He got a... He did get his passport back, which is good. How was that ride on that little thing they took you off, when they took you off the ship to the constable place, that little dinghy?
The little heart.
Yeah. I always wanted to ride one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looked cool. But anyway, hey, Brittany Merlot is with us. Brittany, good morning. Thank you for this beautiful
weather.
Monday,
yes.
Late March weather.
Oh, good morning. I'm so sorry about that. My bad. I got hit worse, if it makes you feel better.
You what?
Oh, yeah.
I got hit way worse. Oh, way bad. If it makes you feel better. We've got about 8 inches on the ground. Yeah. This morning.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is bad.
Did you see
it
that
like
coming?
Heavy, wet, slushy stuff that just froze right over.
Yeah,
I mean, cars can barely get through it. If you don't have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, it's a problem.
Whatever you had, that's what we got to. The plow just went by here, which is great, but they're not plowing snow. They're plowing ice.
Yeah.
It's everything is ice around here.
It is.
So
be
you
careful.
Got 8 inches
of snow. Temperatures are below freezing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's going to warm up, right? This is going to melt. Do we need to shovel today?
How much did you get? You got about 2-3 inches out there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I would probably shovel it and throw some salt down just to be safe.
But I don't think it's
a
type
40 today.
I don't think it's a type you can get down to like the cement. I think there's that coating, that layer of ice first that has to melt before you can get rid of it. You can't just shovel that up.
But she just said that. Just throw salt over that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right now.
No, you're right. That
if anybody thinks they're go out right now and clear off their walk, good luck with that.
Not with the broom this time.
Yeah,
that is heavy.
Or
snow,
the leaf
though.
Blower.
No,
it's like, you know what you need today. What do you need?
I know you need one of those flamethrowers.
You need a Mino flamethrower.
That's right.
Yes.
Remember that? Yes.
Absolutely.
I would love to see that.
I'm going to make you one.
I would I would use it all the time.
Listen, I'm
not
joking.
Everyone's driveway and help
I'm
them.
I'm not even joking about this, Brittany. I'm going to give you a dual action one, okay? So you're going to have two tanks. You're going to have one on each side, all right? And I'm going to have them set so they converge to the same general area. So you'll have probably a you have a 14-inch wide section of flame, of hot, burning flame out of propane is going to melt your driveway like you can't believe. It's going to be on wheels. Okay? I'm putting it on wheels. And you're going to have the two torches there. And you're going to just go up and down. And all these other people throwing salt and doing all this stuff and scraping. And they got it. Honey, can we go into the mall now? No, I don't have the ice scraped up yet, Martha. Get the hell back in the house. And he's up there and it's like, watch out for your hip. I know I got a bad hip, but I don't want you going on your butt. He's out there screaming. And then you're next to her.
Flamethrower.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why don't you get something like he's got? Yeah. So I'm just telling you.
All right, I want to see a video. Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I'm not even joking. I'm going to do this.
I think you will. I wonder if Brittany will. That's my question.
I would. Okay. Oh, 100%. Yes. All right.
Thank you, Brittany. So, Brittany, you must ask you a good question a little while ago. We are like, I mean, we've said we've been on the clock for a while. We're now, what, a month away from the draft? 30 days, 32 days?
Especially if you look at that
40 days.
If you look at that
some days.
But if you look at that Monday, that's really the start. Even though because when the day
that's
the
everybody gonna start coming to do everything.
That's 4 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Do you
That was right around the corner, you guys.
Yeah.
It is. We're just wondering how accurate the weather forecast is, the 30-day forecast.
Or the history even of that week.
probably not accurate at all. But you know, I can give you a general. Usually we're about in those low 50s, but we have seen spikes going up into the 60s that week.
Well, that'd be perfect.
Rain at some
phenomenal.
Point.
Really? Yeah, is that what it shows for 2025? Is that we're going to be in the 50s in 30 days?
It doesn't. I haven't looked exactly what it's going to show. I have not looked exactly. But I looked back on the past. The past 5-6 years, what it looked like that week. There's usually a day or two of some scattered showers or thunderstorms, and then we're usually sitting in the low 50s, but a couple of those years we have been in the mid-60s. I think one year we hit even 70 degrees that week as well. So we have that potential to be nice and summery feel, or we could have that spring rain, but I didn't see any snow in there.
But, I mean, that is the case. I mean, the NFL people have to be looking at, if they're in town here and they're looking out the window, it's like, we're 30 days away, and I got a foot of ice in front of me here
and
on the sidewalk.
And we got build the stage.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a lot to do before that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But generally, when's Easter? We haven't had Easter yet, have we?
No. We're in Lent.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
So that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. It's usually, the middle of April?
Well, it depends on that.
I think
there's
so.
A lot that
but,
goes
I mean,
into that.
We've had a lot of nice April days, though. Right? I mean, you know what I mean? Easter-type days. So, I mean, it could be 40, high 40s, 50s,
Easter
60s even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we could have that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, but it is.
I mean, I would plan for sure for the week of the draft to be at least in the low 50s. That would probably be the coldest we're probably going to be at that point. And probably warmer, honestly. So,
Brittany, I'm thinking about a moneymaker. Jim and I have failed miserably coming up with moneymaker ideas. So
I like the flamethrower. So.
I know. But I'm reconsidering something for the draft because I didn't know if these things are going to be allowed. I might get my bike once I get a gel seat and hook up one of those things like the rickshaws where you can give people rides. They sit back in the little thing and you pedal and bring them up there. What do you think?
Yeah. You're going to do it? I would be so tired. I would do like three of them and be like, nope.
Listen, my legs are like pistons. Brittany. I could do this.
I love that.
You want, not on your bike.
Yeah.
No, you need different gears. Do you have,
gears?
Yeah, I think those are different because I've taken those.
So have I. Buddy of mine used to do it.
That's not a bike that he's hooked up to, isn't it?
I thought it was a bike.
I thought.
They do have bikes because I know for sure in Chicago they have the bikes.
No, but
they take you down and they've got the hookup.
I know they have that, but is that just I don't think that's a regular bike, John. I think that the gearing is a little bit different because you're carrying, 300 pounds? And I don't think you can just...
Well, I'm not taking heavy people.
Well, that's two people at 150.
No, I've got a weight limit.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm tired.
And I'm going to do it by just sight. Nope. Forget it, buddy.
Yes.
Go somewhere else. Back up. Get out of here. No, no. You and you, yes. You, no.
Yeah.
Brumman, hey, go have another brat. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Tips would be great.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't... That would be an interesting way to make
like
some
RV.
Cash.
Are you serious?
Like
you're serious. You think I'm going to cart your fat butt up? Are you kidding me? No. Where are you from? No. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
How you doing? Come here. I got you. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But that's the way you could make, that's a cash thing, boy. That's
absolutely.
Make sure they pay before they get on.
Absolutely.
Because they jump out.
Seriously. Oh, trust me.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. That won't be a problem.
Okay.
So, Brittany, what's it going to be like this week? Please, it's like I started my little walking program, but the wind has been so bad around here. I just want to go out one really nice 72-degree sunny day. I'm hankering for that.
So, Brittany, I was on a little cruise. They have a walking trail along the boat, around the boat.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
It's great. It's on the fifth floor. It's two lanes. You know, one people kind of run, others of
that
us just walk.
That would be kind of cool, looking at the ocean while you're doing that.
Right. And you go to the aft and whatever, the front and the back. And it's the whole thing. And then you can go up the stairs, and they got this health club, which is, it's all free. They got all the machines and the treadmills, they all have windows that look at the ocean.
That's got to be awesome.
So,
truthfully, that sounds cool.
It was so easy to walk, and we did that. Because, you know, and it was, well, I don't know, was that a lap and a half was a mile? Is that what it was? Anyway, to do 5 miles was so many laps, and that's what most people did. But
you ever do one, Brittany? A cruise?
A cruise? Oh, yes. I love cruises. I mean, I think it's the best vacation because you don't have to plan anything.
It's great.
You just get there. They have the itinerary for you. They've got all the excursions. It's pretty nice. And it's like cruises.
That's true. And you just go to your calendar and it's like day one and it gives you all the options and you just click what you want to do. And I agree. There's just not a lot of thought when you take a cruise. Everything is pretty much done for you. So where'd you go?
A true vacation.
Where'd you go, Brittany?
Me? Oh, I have been on a couple of them. Okay. I went down to like the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, all those different Caribbean cruises. Yeah. All that. Where'd you go, Jim? You look wonderful. He's got color on his skin. He looks like he came from the South.
He was in Chernobyl.
Yeah, we went to.
He and Todd were chasing ghosts in Chernobyl.
We went to the Bahamas.
They're like, Jim, don't open that door. We told him not to go in that door. He has nothing to do with it. Putin is around the corner.
Anyway, yes. Jamaica and Haiti. And then we were cruising like for 2-3 days just on the water, which is so much fun. They got, you know, like volleyball in the water and just tons of just, I don't know, the adult area for sitting out in the sun. They got kids area and all this free Mexican food, like tacos. That's all free all day, and then ice cream, and it's just, you know. And of course, the drinks were free too. So,
Brittany, I don't want you to leave Civic Media because you're a very important cog. Okay, but I've got a perfect job for you. I don't know if they're hiring for sure, but I got a perfect job for you, and I'm not even joking. Up in Marquette at WLUC TV, which is a great station, I'm telling you.
She's not moving.
Listen to me. Okay. They do a morning show, these two girls, if I can say girls. If any woman younger than me, younger than my daughters, I can say girls. Wouldn't you agree?
We're getting older, but yes.
Okay.
But I don't think they like that. It's young ladies.
All right. They host a morning show on TV up there, okay? Which is great. It's called Discover Michigan or Discover the UP or
TV
something.
TV show.
Like, yeah. It's a TV show. Okay, every morning.
Nice.
They are constantly out in the cross-country skiing, tobogganing, off-road biking, kayaking. What? Their whole
Those are my best friends, and I don't even know.
That's what I mean. That their whole thing is getting out every day and doing these outdoor sports up there and outdoor activities, hiking in the ice caves. Honest to goodness. And one of the ladies left. And they're having like different people now coming. And I thought, oh my gosh, Brittany would be the most perfect person for this job I've ever seen.
It kind of would be, Brittany.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not kidding.
I'd be getting paid for doing what I do already. Okay.
Exactly.
And you know the TV thing. You've done that
absolutely.
For a few years.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep, I sure do.
And the one girl that staged, her name is Tia something, and she is just personable. They went to Isle Royale. You know that island out in Lake Superior? It's a national park.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And
they
were taking saunas and jumping in Lake Superior, and moose were walking right through their campsite.
Do they do it all year then, or do they stop after winter?
All year.
Oh, well, Brittany, that's perfect.
It would be the most perfect job for Brittany I've ever seen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll let you know more about it, okay, Brittany?
For 10%.
Can she stick around and give us a forecast for the week?
No, we don't have time for that.
We didn't get to that.
stick around, Brittany.
Okay.
Kidding.
My world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away.
This This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor with Brittany Merlot. Todd.
Yes, sir.
Did you give Jim the breaking news you came in with on Friday?
I did not.
Okay. John said, did you hear? And I'm like, what? Did you hear? And he goes, okay.
But us. I said, you hear about us?
Yeah.
He goes, no, what? Hang on.
I'm like.
So, besides some other categories, Mino and the Mayor are up for best morning show in Wisconsin.
Again. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know we're all kind of surprised by that. But and just so you know, the show that was entered was your birthday show last year.
Oh, that was fun. Well, you guys worked really hard on it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that
so we're not inviting you guys because I did all the work. So I'll, if you win, I'll win the award.
We won't have to do the walk of shame again.
That was one of my best. All right.
Hi, Brittany. Hey,
Brittany, so this week, it looks like it's up and down. And I did look at the break 30 days out. It looks like it's going to be like maybe rainy, but 56. 56 is that. Like, man, that's not.
See?
26.
So in the 50s. Yeah. Where did you get this information, though? I'm curious.
Oh, I just Googled. I just Googled 30-day forecast.
You Googled it? Okay.
And
AI.
Is this your worst time of the year, Brittany?
What do you mean? Because like I can't do anything outside because it's mud season?
Yeah.
The mud season.
Yeah. It just is, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I hate spring. Everyone loves spring. And I'm like, wait, why?
I hate spring.
But you know why people love spring is because winter's over and summer's coming. They don't love the season of spring. People wouldn't move to a place if it was always spring. People would move to a place where it's always summer.
Okay.
People move to a place where it's always winter. People move to a place where it's always fall.
Let me just say this, though. So I grew up, where basketball season was very, 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 very important, okay? So then once the basketball, I will say this, it's extending a lot longer than it used to, the college season and everything like that, and even the high school season. But what I'm saying is once that's over, where I grew up, April was horrific. April was a terrible, terrible month. So it's like, okay, we got through winter, but it's still winter. Yeah. And you'd see, you'd turn on the TV and you'd see these baseball games in all these other areas of the world. And when you're in the UP, you're still isolated from, and you there's nothing you can, there's nothing to watch on TV. There's no sports going on that you like. You know, it's one of them, and you can't get outside. So that's why I think I've always hated spring. You're just like staring out the window, like, I want to get out there.
Right. You're,
yeah.
Right. Your fix is not around.
Yes, exactly.
But doesn't baseball open up?
Well, but I mean, not on UP. You know what I mean? If If I was someplace where I could get out and throw the ball around, it'd be awesome. But where I was from, the weather used to be, and this is one of those old, where I was from, it was.
No, you're right, I swear, the
UP, the weather used to be so much worse than it is now.
It just was. Yeah. I mean, I remember driving. It was much worse.
April was considered a part of winter almost. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This week, though.
I mean,
you told me I could put my snowblower away, and I kind of did. I didn't like
Brittany told you that.
She did.
Yeah.
And I haven't used it.
When are you going to start trusting me instead of her?
God. I did have to call.
At least when it comes to weather.
I did have to call somebody about shoveling because I didn't want to get fined from the city. So when I read
Why didn't you call me?
Because I needed to have it done in 12 hours.
So. Oh, I didn't know that.
But it got done.
Sorry. Oh, so the city makes you do that? See, that's the best part about the woods is you can leave your driveway icy.
Yeah.
You can leave it how you want.
No,
Brittany. Oh, my God.
If you don't do it, they come and do it, but they charge you a fortune.
Brittany, do you do anything? Do you ever go up and hike Ontonagon County?
Yes, I've been there. Yeah.
Beautiful area. Beautiful on the
beautiful.
Lake. Unbelievable. You know what the DNR released the other day? Pictures of at least two, maybe three, mountain lion cubs born in the wild in Ontonagon County. First time that's ever been spotted, because they always say, well, they're just passing through from Canada to North Dakota and, you know, following the deer and things like that. Now it shows there's a mama and a papa up there in the UP.
Honey, let's stay.
And having babies.
Yeah. This is our new home, kids.
We got them.
Isn't that something?
That is awesome. I love that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's really not awesome if you're out walking the woods by yourself and it's kind of getting dark and all of a sudden you hear a little something in the background. Right. Yeah.
But Brittany, the reason I know about this shoveling is that the guy shoveled, because I missed it one time. It was $45, half hour. So I wrote to DPW, I'm like, since when do we pay our people $90 an hour? You know what I mean? I thought that was a little rich.
I would do it for $90 an hour.
Yeah, right?
I'd do it for $45 an hour. I'd do it for $20.
I kind of forgot about it. I don't know what I did. I was gone. But anyway, this time I called somebody. I'm like, look, get over and shovel my sidewalks. Not the driveway, the sidewalks, because the people walk and the post office people, they complain a lot.
Okay, what if it's an elderly lady and she can't do it? What do you do?
No, it's the fine, John. That is like,
there's no humanity.
No, there's no
in
humanity.
Politics.
There's pay no the fine, Grandma.
Anyway, Brittany, tell us about this week.
Yeah,
what do we got going on?
Brittany, can we had you up for half an hour?
Yeah,
give us a forecast.
We've been waiting.
We got stuff to do, Brittany.
Yeah, we're big
busy
show
guys.
Here. We got a big show.
We're nominated. You're on an award nomination.
So was I.
Enough about good.
Okay, enough about that.
What was she nominated for?
The weather.
Were you, Brittany? Tell us.
Actually, it was just like the weather stories. I did one on like a cranberry hard freeze.
That was my favorite.
Mine too.
New Wisco weekend. I think my EAA story
was
featured.
That was great.
There.
That was good. That one we did here.
Best online personality. Best web story.
Whoa, no.
We got that.
The best. Say that again. What was it?
Online personality or something like that?
How can I have a personality online? I could be somebody cool online. I think you have to be
a cool person in real life before you can be a cool person online.
There's always a catch. Always a catch. That's how they get you.
Yeah, can't be in your.
My mom always said that there's always a catch. It seems great, but no, there's something else.
You're so funny.
Fine friend. You're so funny. Okay, quickly, the week. Today's Monday. What's going to happen?
Here we go. Breezy today. We are going to get to 40 degrees. It is going to stay cloudy, unfortunately, and that snow should be done by 9 or 10 o'clock. So, as we go through tomorrow, sunny, calm, low 40s. We'll hit the mid 40s on Wednesday, low 50s on Thursday. Sun is still shining bright. But then the weekend hits Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The sun goes away. It starts raining. We're looking at a good half inch to an inch of rain all weekend long. Highs in those mid to low 40s. So kind of dreary, but hey, it's not snow.
Right. All right, I'll take it. I'm
glad we waited so long to hear that. Wow. Okay. Thanks for bringing us down.
I know.
Oh, hey, personality of the year.
I know. Whoa.
Wow. Might want to work on that, Brittany. All right. Back after this.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kaye, will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, deportation flights resumed as nearly 200 Venezuelans arrived in Caracas. Today, a three-judge panel in Washington will hear arguments over the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
President Trump escalates his feud with federal judge James Boasberg, calling Boasberg a constitutional disaster on social media. Boasberg has set a hearing for today to, quote, get to the bottom of whether the administration ignored his order to turn around flights bound for El Salvador carrying Venezuelan immigrants.
The administration says it acted lawfully. Talks have resumed in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia focused on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine not present at these talks. And genealogy company 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. California's attorney general reminded consumers of their right to delete genetic information. This is ABC News.